Hello again, everybody. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Welcome you back to the Wolf Den and here, beautiful Lido, Kansas. Day number one of Lyon County League slate. Of course, the girls' game went the way of the Madison Lady Bulldogs, 51-46. And now we have this matchup on the boys' side. And we'll tell you about these starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For the undefeated Madison Bulldogs, they look like this. Sophomore Braden Grimmett, the junior Lane Smith, senior Colton Ish, senior Kate Herbert, and the junior Octavian Dean. Dean and Ish leading the way for the Bulldogs at 18-plus points a ballgame. Now for the 1-3, Dennis Becker, coach Lebo Wolves. It'll be senior Caleb Durst, senior Eli Ellis, senior Drew Conrad, senior Zach Oswald, and then freshman Jesse Durst getting the nod tonight for the starting lineup. Once again, brought to you by Heartland Office Systems. Madison coached by Alex McNeil. Ken, your keys to tonight's matchup.
Number one, the turnover battle again. Whoever wins that will probably win the game or close to it. But one of the things, too, is I think it's going to be who establishes the inside game first, whether it'll be Madison with Octavian Dean or Zach Oswald, who's off to a terrific start in at the post play for Lebo.
So Madison in their road black uniforms, gold number Madison across the chest, Lebo in their home white uniforms. Wolves across the chest in red and a red number. It'll be Conradi versus Ish at the half court circle for this opening tip. Going to go the way of the backcourt to the hands of Grimmett now into Lane Smith. Madison going left to right in your radio dial. Left side, Cade Herbert against the man-to-man defense. Herbert bounce pass up top, Ish. Lob inside to Dean. Dean turnaround jumper mid lane. No good. Rebound to Oswald. And Dean will pick up a foul going over the top. Dean really coming through in this junior's campaign. 18 points a contest. Really came on strong last year at a sophomore. Of course, Zach Oswald, the star for the Lebo Wolves. Conrad, he's been battling an ankle injury. He's kind of played sparingly on their four first games. Durst has it. That is Jesse Durst, the freshman now, to Caleb Durst. Durst guarded in a 1-3-1 zone matchup. Actually, he's got to call it a man-to-man. I know it's a 1-3-1 zone. Jesse Durst with it. 40 seconds in. Under 10 on the shot clock, and it's poked away, stolen away by Lane Smith. Lane Smith gets it stolen right back by Jesse Durst. And we're streaking down the other way. Caleb Durst with it now. Right side to Eli Ellis on the wing. Now at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, going to Jesse Durst. Now Caleb Durst in the pass, a little bit too strong, out of bounds, going the other way. So both teams trying to find their way offensively. 60 seconds in, Madison 4-0, victors of the Marmaton Valley Tournament. Lebo on their season 1-3, trying to replace the scoring output of Grayson Shoemaker on a state tournament team last year. Ish with it, getting a ball screen from Octavian Dean. Pick and roll, it's going to be deflected, but back to hands of Ish. Ish gets his pass stolen away by Conradi. Conradi up the court, we go on the wing, picks up a dribble. Thought about a three, now going the corner to Eli Ellis. Ellis against the zone defense, up top Conradi, drive to the foul line, now mid-lane jumper, rattles home. Lebo striking first. They lead things 2-0, 6:20 to play in this opening quarter. We do have some score updates from around the other girls' games. Hartford defeating Burlingame 72-26. Opie victorious over Waverly 46-28. Long three by Colton Ish. No good. Rebound to Caleb Durst. Durst to Jesse Durst. Now in the corner to Eli Ellis. Now back to Jesse Durst, finding a cutting Drew Conradi. Conradi left block, off the window, good. Conradi's got four. The lead is four, 4-0. 5:45, first quarter.
It looks like they're intentional in getting Drew Conradi going.
Herbert to Dean. Dean up and under, ball fake. Bangs it off the glass and good. Madison's first points of the night. 4-2, Lebo with the advantage. 2.5 minutes into this first quarter. Eli Ellis with it left side. Madison still with a 1-3-1 zone. Jesse Durst over to Eli Ellis. Ellis skips it back to Durst. Caleb Durst with it. Top of the key now. Puts it on the floor. Nearly gets it stolen away, and before he gets the pass off, he takes an extra step. It'll be a turnover back to Madison.
Nice double team, though, on Caleb. They came at him from both sides here and just caused confusion.
Lane Smith at the point. Cade Herbert now with it on the wing. Up top, Ish. Ish leading the team with 18.5 points a ball game. Driving with his right to the block. Off the window, too strong. Rebound tipped up. Going to be won by Ish in the left corner. Ish, no look pass. Grimmett, left wing three, good. Usually it's a Grimmett for Lebo with a three, but this time it's Braden Grimmett with the Cody Thurston Land Agent three.
Yeah, Grimmett.
Experienced Midwest Bankers.
Grimmett's are used to hitting three-pointers in this gym.
Madison with their first lead of the game, 5-4. You're going to have a tie-up. Caleb Durst with it. Jump ball. And it should be staying with Lebo.
Yeah, the top of that 1-3-1 is just suffocating right now with Caleb Durst over there. Just
senior Ashton Latimer not playing tonight. Jesse Durst, the freshman, taking his spot. That would have been all five senior starters for Dennis Becker's team. Jesse Durst now skips it right side. Caleb Durst. Bounce pass to Eli Ellis in the corner. Takes one dribble before skipping it back to Jesse Durst on the left wing. Bounce pass up top. Caleb Durst. And we're going to have a shot clock violation. Yeah. No one even paying attention to that. And not even getting a shot off in that. And that will be a turnover back to Madison.
Something that they're going to have to get used to.
Halfway through this first quarter, Madison on top, 5-4. Herbert up top, Octavian Dean, bounce pass, and it's stolen away by Conrady. Conrady streaking down the other way, foul line, bounce pass to the corner to Jesse Durst, back to Conrady on the left baseline. Dribble to the corner, where he's trapped before finding Oswald underneath. He's in a triple team, off the window, good for Zach Oswald, his first points of the night. Lead back to Lebo, 6-5. Grimmett has it on the left side. Brayton, bounce pass to the post, stolen away once again by Conrady. They'll slow things down to Eli Ellis. Now Jesse Durst on the wing, bounce pass back to Conrady at the foul line. Back out, Jesse Durst, now Caleb Durst. Right wing three fired, bang. Caleb Durst, first points of the night, extends the lead back to 4. 9-5 in favor of the Lebo Wolves. 3 minutes left, first quarter, and a steal at midcourt by Caleb Durst. Up the court we go to Jesse Durst. Now to Oswald. Foul line, baseline. Jumper. Going to be waved off. Going to have a block before shots by Braden Grimmett.
Well, Caleb Durst taking that three. His role last year was strictly defensive. This year, he's got to pick up on the offensive end.
Caleb Durst in the left corner. Going along the perimeter now. Right side. Jesse Durst now. Caleb Durst. Swung right corner to Eli Ellis. In the mid lane to Conrady. Puts up a floater that falls through. Conrady leading all scorers with 6. The lead is 6. 11-5. 2.5 to play. First quarter. Lane Smith picking up his dribble. Aaron pass stolen away by Caleb Durst. 7-0 run by Lebo, and a foul on the jumper by Caleb Durst. We'll put Durst at the line for 2. Foul will go against Lane Smith. That's his first team's 3rd.
That turnover by Masson was already their 6th of the game. And by the way, Lebo is 4-for-4 from the field.
Foul shot in the air, off the top of the rim, and no good. Substitutions for Lebo. Going to be Garrick Reber, the freshman. Foul shot good by Durst. 7-point lead. for Lebo. 2:15 to play first quarter. Octavian Dean fires up a top of the key three that rattles home. That's his fifth point of the night. Lead deficit trimmed to four for Madison. Ellis, the foul line to Conradi. Now Durst underneath to Oswald off the window. Good. 6-point advantage now for Lebo. Cade Herbert now with it in the half court. Up top, Dean looks inside, hands it back to Herbert. Herbert at the elbow, jumper there, short. Herbert trying to save it out of bounds, but into the hands of Oswald. Reber with it now at midcourt, goes between his legs now. Great ball handler for a freshman. Goes in the corner to Durst. Lob inside, stolen away by Ish. Ish with numbers, but will slow things down. Down drives on the baseline, goes up and under, and bowls over Drew Conradi. And that'll be a block against Conradi. It'll be his first, team's first.
Well, one of the things, Madison, they're just sloppy handling the basketball right now.
Another substitution for Lebo will be Brock Hadley, another freshman for the Wolves. Ish, left wing to Smith, man-to-man defense by Lebo. Grimmett underneath the Dean. Dean backing down Oswald, and he'll pick up a foul against Oswald. Oswald appeared to be straight up, but did kind of come into that shooting area for Dean. That'll be his first, team second. And Dean, leading the way for Madison with five, will have two shots. In the air, and good. 14 to 9 now. Lebo with the advantage.
Michael, if my memory serves me, Caleb Durst was so good defensively last year that he even got the big steal late in that game against Olpe here
that
in February.
Correct. That was an overtime classic.
Yes,
well,
it was.
Conradi with it. Underneath on the block. Up top, Caleb Durst, left wing three fired. Long. Offensive board, though, to Hadley. It is put back good. Brock Hadley extends the Lebo lead to six. 16-10, 35 seconds to play in the quarter. 4-second shot clock differential. Dean, top of the key, three fired. It's no good. Rebound to Oswald. Durst, shot clock turned off, and a foul by Lane Smith. That'll be second, team's fourth, reaching in with 22 seconds to play.
Just not a smart foul by Smith.
No, not smart at all. So Brock Hadley will inbound on the far side in front of the Lebo Wolf faithful. Bounce pass into Caleb Durst. Now back to Hadley. Up top, Reber. Now back to Caleb Durst. His pass nearly stolen away by Greg Grimmett, and he does get possession. Scramble on the floor, taken away by Dean. Dean streaking down the other court. Dean, layup shy. Rebound fought for. Going to be a tie-up between Herbert and Durst. Possession error will stay with Madison. 4.7 seconds to play in the first.
Yeah, Madison, who are you going to go to? I think you got to go to Dean.
Herbert to inbound. Looks to the corner to Ish. Goes up to the wing. Ish gets it. Top of the key. No look past. Underneath. At the buzzer to Will Grimmett. And he connects. So Madison finding some momentum heading into the second quarter. But our end of the first quarter score, 16-12 in favor of Lebo. You listen to Erie Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Welcome you back to Lebo High School. 16-12 is our score to start the second quarter. Ken, what was some of the key moments in that first 8 minutes?
Number one, I just think Drew Conrady getting the ball inside and just taking it to the basket.
Conrady gets it on the left block, kicks in the corner to Garrett Reber. His three, no good. Rebound to Madison, and falling away out of bounds is Braden Grimmett, and he'll travel, and it'll go back to Leva.
And I think also turnovers. That's number seven on Madison.
Inbound to Reber up top. Now to Brock Hadley. Back to Reber. Reber left wing to Conrady at the foul line. Kick in the corner, Eli Ellis. Pump fake. Now Brock Hadley, top of the key, three fired. It's short. Rebound on the floor. Going to be won by Will Grimmett. And now outlet pass finds the hands of Colton Ish. Ish, left wing, driving baseline. Finding Dean, left block. Off the glass, good. Octavian Dean now with a game-high 9 points.
Yeah, he's really been the go-to player for Madison.
And a steal underneath by Colton Ish. Madison can tie, if not take the lead. And a poke check on the wing by Garrick Reber. That'll be his first, team's first here in the second quarter.
And Octavian Dean really, he kept him in it when Lebo was building the lead. And now they're just battling back. They're finding more people besides Octavian.
Ish in the right corner on the inbound. Foul shot, jumper, good. Tie ball game. Ish's first points of the night. We're tied at 16 apiece. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Reber gets in the left corner against a zone defense. 1-3-1 zone again. Now Eli Ellis, left wing three fired. It's short. Rebound to Herbert. Herbert now to Ish at the midcourt lane. Now driving to the block. Off the window. Short. Offensive board to Dean. He gets poked out of his hands and stolen away by Brock Hadley. Hadley now in the half court. Over to Conrady. Back to Hadley up top. He'll fire a long three. Bang! Brock Hadley now with five off the bench. Lead back to Lebo, 19-16.
And that's a freshman who's pretty confident.
Ish. One hand pass. Errant. It's out of bounds on the far side.
Well, one thing I think, though, Lebo needs to do is they need to go back in to Zach Oswald a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Oswald only with 4 points on the evening thus far. Inbound nearly kind of a dangerous pass right there on the timeline. Now back to Conrady, over to Eli Ellis, right wing. Bounce pass into Oswald. Right block, leaves it shy off the glass. Oswald falls hard to the floor, no foul. And rebound to Madison. Ish, left wing three fire, no good. Rebound to Will Grimmett. Ball's loose, out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touched by Caleb Gersh. It'll stay with Madison. Cade Herbert will inbound underneath the bucket. Go into the corner to Dean now. Braden Grimmett, and a foul away from the ball will go against Lebo. It'll go against Jesse Durst. His first, team's second. 5:44 left to go in the half. 19-16 Lebo. Madison with possession. Dean on the right elbow into Braden Grimmett. Now bounce pass to Ish. Ish. Right baseline. Picks up a dribble going to Braden Grimmett. Now back to Ish. Right wing three fired. It's short. Rebound to Eli Ellis. Eli Ellis gets it poked out of his hands out of bounds. It'll stay with Lebo.
Yeah, both teams are a little cold from the three-point range. Madison's 2 of 6. They're both 2 of 6 from three-point range. So you've got to keep firing, but same time, if you're Lebo, get the ball into Oswald.
Lebo with possession and the advantage, 19-16. Jesse Durst with it. Up top, Caleb Durst now. Bounce pass in the corner. And the foot is on the line. That is Caden Balding. So Dennis Becker really working into his bench, as always. Mm-hmm. But Balding, the sophomore. And I think, you know, going 8-9 deep will really be the advantage tonight.
Yes.
For Lebo if Madison's, you know, Madison's only running about 6 deep right now. Ish, left wing three fired. Short. Rebound, Oswald. Lebo leads 19-16, 4:50 to go in the first half. Kayla Durst over to Conradi. Now to Oswald. Foul line back down now up top to Durst. Now left side, Balding. Balding skips right side, Kayla Durst. Durst foul line. Puts it on the floor and finding Zach Oswald. Oswald gets his pocket picked. And we're going the other way. Braden Grimmett with it. Left wing, layup short, rebound to Dean. He's knocked to the floor, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Dean. Alex McNeil saying, hey, where's the foul?
Yeah.
And we're going to have a full timeout taken by Dennis Becker. 4:25 to play, first half. Lebo leads 19-16. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs.
Country 101.7.
Welcome back to live action after the timeout. Balding pass stolen away by Colton Ish. Ish breakaway layup. Going up for the slam, but comes up just shy. Looks like he kind of fell awkwardly, but he gets up all right. Deficit trimmed to one, 19-18. Conradi now, mid-lane jumper falls home. Conradi now with 8. Lead back to 3 for Madison, or for Lebo. Inbound to Dean. Dean, one-step dribble to the block. Off the window, good. Dean with 11. Conradi, opposite end, leaves it shy off the glass. Rebound to Will Grimmett. Madison looking to take the lead this possession. They trail 21-20. 3:25 to go in the half. Octavian Dean, few dribbles. 15-foot jumper, no good. Offensive board to Herbert. Kicked out. Braden Grimmett, 3, left wing, short. Rebound to Oswald. 21-20, Lebo with it. Durst. Bounce pass to Jesse Durst. Now Conradi left corner. Still against the 1-3-1 zone. Jesse Durst, one dribble on the left wing. Now trying to skip it. Bounce pass to Balding. Balding attacks the back bucket. Now kicks in the corner to Conradi. The shot is off the mark. Dean unable to corral it. It's off his foot, out of bounds.
And Michael, I got a couple scores. The Burlington Lady Wildcats defeated Iola 59-31, and at the half, Iola leads Burlington on the boys 34-27.
Aiden Ferguson, the sophomore, in for Lebo. Oswald with it. Now, right wing three fired by Jesse Thurston. Rattles home for a Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Lead now four for Lebo. 2:40 to play in the half. 24-20. Ish with it, dribbling with his left on the foul line. Picks up a dribble, finding Dean. Dean on the block, kick back out. Braden Grimmett running jumper on the elbow. It's no good. Offensive board to Lebo. Dean falls to the floor with the ball, and that will be a travel. Turnover once again back to Lebo.
Turnover number 11 by the Bulldogs. Mm.
Caleb Durst with it. 4-point lead for the Wolves. Jesse Durst. Now back to Caleb Durst. Bounce past the foul line to Conradi. Kicked out to Jesse Durst. He'll be trapped, finding Conradi on the elbow. He'll go to the block to Oswald. Oswald underneath, off the window. Good. Oswald with six. His first points of the second quarter. And the lead is six for Lebo.
He's just so strong when he gets the ball in there.
Grimmett with it. That's Will Grimmett in the corner. Now Herbert to Braden Grimmett. Drive, puts it on the floor, and he'll be fouled on the dribble drive. That'll be the third team foul against Lebo. We're going to have some substitutions here.
They're being very careful.
Very careful on the substitutions, of course. Madison with six girls there in the closing moments out on the court, but the officials said, hey, no technical foul given.
Nope.
And so Lane Smith back in there for Madison. Eli Ellis and Brock Hadley in for Lebo. Ish on the inbound. Trying to find Dean. The pass too strong. Unable to find the paws of Octavian Dean. Another turnover back to Lebo.
And I think he's just going, just shoot the ball.
Yeah. 26-20. Lebo with the advantage. About 30 to play in the half. Of course, we'll have the Long Bionicle Plaza halftime show and talk to the victorious head coach, Brett Daniels, of the Madison girls. Turnover to Madison. Layup by Ish. Shy. Rebound to Hadley. Brock Hadley with it. Now to Eli Ellis. Over to Ferguson. Now trying to find Conradi. And Lane Smith getting a steal at midcourt. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Madison. It's a 30-second timeout. Yeah. We'll stay right here with you.
And, you know, Michael, right now this game, the pace, it's a very good pace. But when you got that, when you're going fast, you got to make sure you take care of the ball.
Yeah.
And that's what Madison has not been doing tonight. But Lebo goes through their stretches, too. I've also just, you got to hurry. But just take your time. You can still take your time despite the shot clock. And again, Madison needs to get the ball in to Octavian Dean.
Madison with possession after the timeout. 60 seconds to play here in the half. They trail things 26-20. Octavian Dean with it. Bounce pass in the corner. Stolen away by Drew Conradi. Nobody home. The turnover starting to pile up for the Dogs. Now Drew Conradi underneath the Oswald off the window and good for Zach Oswald. Largest lead of the night for Lebo. It's 28-20. Herbert with it. 35 seconds to play. 5-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Herbert, top of the key, driving. Comes to a jump stop. Gets it poked out of his hands. It'll stay with Madison. Inbound in front of Lebo's bench. It's Cade Herbert. Looking for an open teammate. Finds Ish in the corner. Lob underneath the Dean. Dean stops the run with the bucket. 28-22 now. 15 seconds to play. Conradi in the half court. Goes in the corner to Reber. Reber picks up his dribble on the wing. Now to Conradi. Conradi underneath to Oswald. Oswald fouled. And he'll step to line for two foul shots.
I mean, Zach, when he got the rebound, he's like, hey, I'll take the rebound and go back up for it. That'll be better than trying to go to the free throw line.
Yeah. Oswald at the line for two.
Sometimes I want to say we want to decline the foul.
Let's take the defer.
Yeah.
Foul shot good. Nothing but net for Oswald. 29-22 now, Lebo. Second one in the air and good. Inbound stolen away by Hadley. Underneath Conradi. Closing moments of the half. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Lebo, but 0.2 seconds on the clock. Most likely do it here in the half. Don't know if they can get a catch and shoot. We'll see. Herbert in the far corner goes to Dean, and that will be it. 30-22 is our halftime score. We'll step aside, tally our stats, but first we'll have a post-game interview with head coach Brett Daniels of the Madison Lady Bulldogs. First victory over Lebo since 2019. But the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show is next. Longmont Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longmontauto.com.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. And by the Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Wolf Wash Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, three seltzer bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! By USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry and Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
It's time now for the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longmont Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longmontauto.com.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on right now with Red Tag holiday offers on new Chevy models. Get Red Tag savings on a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 RST Crew Cab 4x4 and save over $8,000 off MSRP. Or get a 2025 Chevy Trax Active with heated front seats, EvoTex interior, a heated steering wheel, black wheels, and more. All for under $26,000. Come in today to Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
With me on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show is victorious girls basketball coach Brett Daniels for the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much. Our girls worked really hard to get that victory tonight, and I'm very, very proud of them.
What do you think was the keys for your win tonight?
I think the thing that we talked about all week long was we had to be tough on defense and we had to limit the number of touches that Hadley had in the post. And I think we did a good job of that. I mean, she's still going to score points, but if you take her out of the game that she's the most successful at, force her to be on the outside, I think that helped us on our end. She's a great all-around player, but I think our defense there was kind of our key.
And offensively, Jalen had another terrific game.
She started off a little bit slow, and then things got to going in the second half. She kind of found her groove. Hey, she scored her 1,000th point tonight, and I think that was big. When that got done, I think she relaxed and played a lot better game after that.
Hey, Coach, now the adjustment to the 35-second clock, how's that going?
It's not been too bad for us. I think the kind of offense we run, you know, we're not going to have too much issue with that. The only time you really get into a situation, I think, is if there's an inbounds play with less than 7 or 8 seconds on the clock, you're going to have some sets ready to go. And we've worked on that, and we were ready to go for that tonight. Fortunately, we weren't in that situation to have to do that.
And how special is this to get the first win here in 6 years?
I tell you what, I love coming over here. This is a great venue to play in. And anytime you can go on the road and get a victory like this, it's really, really sweet. And it feels really good.
Well, Coach, congratulations, and we'll be seeing you down the road. We got you on several times in January.
Thank you. I hope things keep going the same direction.
All right. With me has been Madison Head Girls Coach Brett Daniels. We'll be back with to talk about the first half of the boys' game on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And the Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! Olpe Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shankey at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe. And by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area for all its banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Area high school basketball brought to you by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing them the best of luck this season. Go Wolves! By Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And by Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
We welcome you back into the Long Bionato Plaza halftime show. Many thanks to our good friend Brett Daniels with that post-game interview. Of course, Brett, good victory for him. You know,
yes.
I know he's elated that his team is still undefeated after that one. But
yeah.
30-22, Lebo with the advantage here on the boys' game. And we'll tell you how we got here by these halftime stats provided by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. For individual scoring for Madison, they're led in scoring by 13 points by Octavian Dean, 4 points to Colton Ish, 3 points Brayden Grimmett, and 2 points Will Grimmett. For Lebo, it's Zach Oswald with double figures with 10, Drew Conrady with 8, Brock Hadley with 5, Jesse Durst with 3, and Caleb Durst with 4. Ken, do you have some team stats?
Yes, I do. In the first half for Madison, they shot 7 of 16 inside the arc, 2 of 8 from 3-point range, so overall 9 of 24 from the field. They were 2 of 2 at the free throw line. They had 4 offensive and 7 defensive rebounds for a total of 11, and they had 14 turnovers. For Lebo, they were 9 of 12 inside the arc, 3 of 7 from 3-point range, so overall 12 of 19 from the field. They were 3 of 4 at the free throw line. They had 2 offensive and 7 defensive rebounds, and they committed 9 turnovers.
Once again, those stats provided by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Ken, quick keys to the second half.
If you're Madison, take care of the ball. 14 turnovers in the first half is not good at all. And you cut that down in half, and I will tell you, this would not be a 30-22 lead for Lebo. And if you're Lebo, get the ball. As I've been saying several times throughout tonight, get the ball into Zach Oswald. He's one of the best post players in the region for a reason. Keep getting it into him. I did like their offense when Drew Conrady was attacking the basket. Maybe get a little bit more a bat from him, and also Levo's getting good production from their bench. If they can keep that up in the second half, that will really help.
We'll have that and more on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. We'll wrap up the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. It's second half action upcoming next.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on right now with Red Tag holiday offers on new Chevy models. Get Red Tag savings on a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 RST Crew Cab 4x4 and save over $8,000 off MSRP. Or get a 2025 Chevy Trax Active with heated front seats, Evotex interior, a heated steering wheel, black wheels, and more, all for under $26,000. Come in today to Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This has been the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Brought to you by Longmont Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longmontauto.com. Now stay tuned for the second half.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate, providing outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Welcome back to Lebo, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Second half action underway. Lebo with the advantage and possession, 30-22. Ellis inside, going to be stolen away by Madison, but foot on the line was Colton Ish.
Good job, though, by Ish coming over from the weak side to give some help on Oswald.
Inbound underneath the Oswald, off the window, and good. Oswald now with 12 points. Smith over to Ish. Starting five back out there for both teams. Herbert over to Dean. Now Ish, left wing three fired, no good, rebound to Conradi. Looking to add to their 10-point lead now, 32-22. Conradi, top of the key, left side, Caleb Durst. Now to Eli Ellis now, Jesse Durst. Up top, Eli Ellis. Over the left side to Caleb Durst at the foul line. Up top, Jesse Durst, thought about a three. Gets it poked from behind, it'll be a foul against Braden Grimmett. It'll be his second, team's first. Lebo to inbounds. 7:07 to play in the third quarter. Going way up top to Jesse Durst. Now back to Eli Ellis in the right corner. Ellis against the man-to-man defense. Now actually 2-3 zone applied by Madison. Conradi to Oswald. Oswald against a triple team. It's long. Falls to the floor, rebound to Madison. Ish trying to catch Lebo in transition, trying to find Dean in his shot. Just rimming out, no good, but he'll step to the line for two foul shots.
Yeah, Octavian Dean had a really good, first half. And now, so they've got to keep getting the ball to Octavian.
Octavian at the line for two. His first one short. Dean with a game-high 13 points. Tries to settle down on his second attempt. In the air. It appears to be short, but gets a friendly roll, and it is good.
Both teams not shooting a lot of free throws here in the so far this game.
Conradi falls to the floor and turns it over.
Well, I think it was going to be a backcourt violation because I don't think he had established himself in the front court when Caleb Durst tried to pass the ball to him.
Madison will look to take advantage of the turnover, trailing things by 9. 32-23, 6:38 to play in the third quarter. Long three fired by Ish. Off the right side of the rim, no good. But will Braden Grimmett coming down with the rebound. He'll be tied up with it. Possession arrow will stay with Madison. Ish now to inbound. Goes up top to Dean. Dean over to Ish. Bounce pass to Dean. Dean will turn and face. Back down to Oswald. Throw up a jumper that's no good. Rebound off the hand of Oswald. It'll stay with Madison. Lebo with the advantage. Inbound tipped by Conradi, but finds the hands of Dean. Now back up top to Ish. Ish along the perimeter, picking up his dribble on the right wing. Now to Braden Grimmett. He'll drive. Kick it back to Ish in the corner. He'll drive over Kayla Dersh, and that is an offensive foul. Turnover back to Lebo.
Yeah, Colton Ish got to get something going, too.
Yeah, 4 points, well off his season average of 18. Dennis Becker had the right defensive game plan thus far in defending Ish. Conradi in the half court looking to add to his 9-point lead. Eli Ellis now in the corner, now to Conradi. Goes between his legs and is stolen away. And then a foul call. Madison would most likely have not had that foul call as Ish had a breakaway. And it's going to go against Drew Conradi. That's his second, team's second.
Yeah, but that's still not a good foul. 80 feet away from the basket. That just compounded his turnover.
Madison trails by 9, 32-23. Lane Smith with it. It's the man-to-man defense. Cade Herbert on the left wing. Now to Dean. Dean on the left wing. Bonnie's falling on the floor. Ish back to Smith. Now the elbow. Now opposite elbow to Dean. A cutting Ish off the window. Good. Ish now with 6. Trims the deficit to 7. Eli Ellis in the half court now. Lob to Oswald. Deflected and stolen away by Madison. Actually going to say last touch. Yeah. By Madison. It will stay with Madison, and Coach McNeil frustrated because Lane Smith watched it go out of bounds thinking it was last touch by Oswald.
Yeah, just grab the ball.
Brock Hadley back in the contest. He'll lob it into Oswald at the elbow. He'll turn and face. Back down Dean. Help defense by Ish, forces it on the floor, and we're going to have a scramble underneath. Jump ball, possession arrow stays with Lebo.
Yeah, that time I think Oswald was getting a little frustrated, thought he maybe got fouled, but when you're playing in the post, you're going to get banged on.
Easy there, Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to happen.
We're going to get the towel out there. Dennis Becker wearing many hats, the athletic director. Also the mopping up the sweat.
And you know one thing with Dennis Becker teams, it'll be interesting because they usually come together as the year goes on. Like even last year's team didn't look all that hot in December.
They got hot in February and beyond.
Yes.
Ellis gets the inbound with a 7-point advantage. 32-25, 4:48 to play in the third quarter. Ellis gets now a man-to-man defense. Now to Hadley underneath to Oswald. Nice spin move off the glass and good. Oswald with 14, tying Dean with a game high. Ish now with it, trailing by 9. Gets the ball screen, doesn't use it. Driving with his left on the wing. Step back three on the left side. No good. Rebound to Zach Oswald. Hadley with it. Now in the corner to Reber. Now left side, three fired by Conrad. A long rebound to Herbert. Halfway through this third quarter. Lebo with the advantage by nine. 34-25. Smith bounced past the team. Dean caught about a three. Drives to the elbow. Finds Ish. Ish foul line. Jumper. No good. Offensive board to Dean. His putback good. And give him a chance for one more. Game high 16 points. Foul goes against Drew Conrady. That's his third. He'll be subbed out most likely. No, it's going to be, he'll stay into the game. And as Aiden Ferguson into the contest.
That is now the third offensive rebound by Madison this quarter.
Dean at the line. Takes three dribbles back to his hands. Collects, fires. Good. Dean now with 17. Deficit trimmed to six. Hadley with it at the elbow. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson along the perimeter. Comes to a jump stop and falls to the floor. No travel. And Ferguson, that's a turned ankle, but Ferguson hustling back on defense. And a turnover right to Eli Ellis. Ellis going the other way. Now to Hadley. Ferguson looks like he's running it off. Gets the ball screen. Hadley going along the perimeter with a six-point lead. Smith bowls over a pick setting Drew Conrady.
Yeah.
That'll be Smith's third. He will join Conrady there.
That was a good pick.
Durst back into the contest. That's Caleb Durst for Aiden Ferguson.
And Hadley's showing some nice job with handling the basketball.
So now we're going to maybe some more sweat on the floor.
Zach Oswald joining in now, cleaning it up. But, yeah, Hadley doing a nice job with the handles.
3:07 to play third quarter. Lebo 1-3 on their season, picking up a victory against Central Heights, 54-32, but they have losses to West Franklin, ACA, and Flynn Hills. Madison victorious in the Marmerton Valley Tournament. Last game out was against Northeast Dharma, 52-21 victory. Six-point lead for Lebo. Brock Hadley with it on the right wing to the foul line. Now to Oswald underneath Conrady. Shot too strong. Lebo faithful winning a foul. Rebound to Madison. Herbert. Spin move on the wing. Now up top, Dean. To Herbert. Over the corner. Bounce pass back to Dean on the elbow. Now Braden Grimmett, three fired. No good. Rebound fought for. Going to be last touched by who? By Octavian Dean. And it will go back to Lebo.
Madison has missed the last 9 3-point attempts.
Just two out of
2 out of 13.
Hadley, right wing three. Bang! Brock Hadley, his second Cody Thurston three of the evening. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Hadley, 8 points off the bench. Dean looking for the answer. It's no good. Rebound to Hadley. The lead is nine. 2 minutes to go in the third. Hadley, left side. Conrady, now Eli Ellis along the perimeter. Now at the elbow, finding Caleb Durst at the top of the key. Right side to Hadley. Hadley dribbling with his left to the elbow. Now Conrady over to Eli Ellis. Halfway through this shot clock. Now to Durst on the right wing. He'll get poked to the floor, and that's going to be a foul against Lane Smith. And that will be number four in against him, team fourth.
Yeah, making sure he's checking in, right?
Okay. They do have a substitution. It will be Corey Yao, the sophomore. .142 to play in the third quarter, 37-28 Lebo. Inbound in the backcourt to Eli Ellis. Ellis picked up in a man-to-man defense by Cade Herbert. Nice screen by Conrady. Conrady gets it on the wing now to Hadley in the right corner. Hadley going along the perimeter, crossing over, and a jumper at the foul line. Good. Hadley with 10. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take a break with them. 39-28, largest lead of the night for Lebo. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Welcome back to Lebo, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 39-28 our score. Lebo with their largest lead of the night now. Do have a score update from Opie. Thank you to Brad Holting texting this score update in. But Opie leads Waverly 40-14 at the half. Of course, that's who Madison will have on Friday. And Lebo will have Opie right here on Country 101.7 FM.
And what should be a fun night there in the Eagles' Nest.
Indeed. And Dylan Sherwood, this was about 30 minutes ago, but halftime, Emporia High was leading Great Bend 31-22 at the mid-game break. Of course, that game over on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Blake Cripps also in action tonight on Mix 104.9 with the Hornet Men now taking on Sterling. But I believe that was Ian Premier, who's playing for Great Bend, 6'5 center that pretty much has every D1 college football offer for the state of Kansas, a junior tight end out of Great Bend.
Try to come along the line of Lincoln Cure.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Cure, I'm glad he stayed home.
Yeah, but he could have gone further to the east.
No, that's fine. Turnover by Colton Ish to Zach Oswald. 1:10 to play third quarter. Conrady with it now to Brock Hadley on the left wing. Looks to drive down the right side to Durst. At the elbow, Caleb Durst to Eli Ellis. Ellis foul line up top, Hadley. Heat check, no good. Off the mark to the left side.
The freshman is confident with the shot.
Yeah, you know, it's part of a big freshman class. Another freshman getting out there in Jesse Durst. Garrett Reber's had some quality minutes, too. And then, you've got a quality junior high team as well that really many good things to come in the future for Lebo. But good things so far tonight as well. They lead by 11, 39-28. Ish with it. Bounce pass to Dean on the give and go. Back to Ish. He's fouled to the floor, and he'll go to line for two.
Yeah, they've done a nice job of just taking Colton Ish out of this game.
So for tonight, Ish only with 6. Comes into tonight with an 18.5 per game contest. First one in the air. No good. Foul goes against Brock Hadley. That's his first team's fifth. Second one now for Colton Ish. In the air and good. Garrick Reber back in the contest. He'll find Hadley. Hadley at the foul line. Now elbow. Picks up his dribble before finding Jesse Durst. Gets the ball screen from Ferguson. Now back to Reber. Reber along the perimeter. And we're going to have an illegal screen against Aiden Ferguson, and it'll be a turnover back to Madison.
Yeah, just you can't be moving on that screen. And the shot clock is off.
15 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Madison trails by 10. 39-29. Herbert, elbow jumper, no good. Rebound to Oswald. 5 seconds left. Now to Hadley. Hot hand here in the quarter. Hadley up top, Oswald. Oswald, the big man, three at the buzzer. No good. 39-29. Lebo with the lead. We'll step aside and have fourth quarter coverage next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. By TWS Incorporated Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Hostess Brand, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Madison with the possession as we welcome you back. 39-29, Lebo's lead. 8 minutes to play. Ish with it at the top of the key. Gets his pass stolen away by Brock Hadley. Hadley gets it poked out of his hands by Colton Ish. Last touch by Hadley out of bounds. Turnover on a turnover.
17 turnovers for Madison, 14 for Lebo. Lebo's kept pace with them here in the second half.
10-point lead for Lebo. Madison with it. Ish, right, left side to Cade Herbert. Up top, Octavian Dean. Dean, left side, Ish, three in the corner. Short. Follows the shot, gets his own board. It's on the floor, though. Still loose, and it goes out of bounds on the far side. Last touch by Madison.
Madison now 3 of 14 from three-point range.
Going to have to try and kickstart the offense to overcome this deficit. Hadley with it. Three, top of the key, go! 13 points off the bench for the freshman, Brock Hadley. That's another Cody Thurston three-point shot. Largest lead of the night now for Lebo. It's 13. Ish, spin move, poked away by Oswald. Oswald with the breakaway. Loses a handle on it, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Oswald.
Zach's probably not the person you want leading the break.
Lane Smith back in the contest. He'll sub out Braden Grimmett. Smith with four fouls.
That would be me leading the break. I may, be tall, but no handles.
Ish gets the ball screen. Fires a three at the top of the key. It's long. Rebound to Oswald. Madison starting to get in desperation mode as they're trailing by 13. Hadley with it. Spin move up top to Jesse Durst. Durst, left side, Ferguson. Or actually Conrady now. Back to Hadley at the foul line, and he'll be fouled by Herbert. A little bit too much body. Lebo with the advantage. Caleb Durst, Eli Ellis back in the contest. So it'll be the starting five back out. Oh, no, not the starting five, but it's Hadley, Conrady, Oswald, Caleb Durst, and Eli Ellis, the five on the floor for Lebo. 6:24 to play. Durst, drive, too strong, offensive board to Oswald. Gets it poked out of his hand, stolen away by Corey Yao. Yao's pass deflected by Hadley, stolen away. To Conrady. Conrady underneath. Shy. Rebound to Ish. Ish looking to push. Advantage Madison off the window. Good to Dean. First points of the quarter for Madison. Dean now with 19. The deficit is 11, though, for Madison. 42-31. Debo with it. Dean getting a paw on it, knocking it out of bounds. And this is something, you know, with these deficits get, 10, 12. The shot clock really allows it a much more competitive ball game, Ken.
Yes, it does. And it just forces them to be do things, not just sit there and hang on the ball.
Conradi on the floor, loses the handle on it. Shot, no good. Rebound to Yao. Yao in the half court now. A transfer from Oakland. We're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. 5:29 to play. Lebo leads 42-31.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors. Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Fourth quarter action. Lebo with the advantage by 11. Madison with it, though. Ish. Bounce pass. It's going to be stolen away by Conradi. I don't think that's Alex McNeil threw up in that timeout. As McNeil frustrated with the team's performance thus far. Yao, defensive pressure, nearly stealing it. It goes out of bounds.
Yeah, here we go. Diagram, and then you turn the ball over.
Adley with the hot hand off the bench to inbound. Goes up top to Oswald at the elbow. He'll drive to left block. Off the window, good. Oswald now with 16 to lead the way for Lebo. Leads 13. Bounce pass to Dean, left elbow. He'll drive to the block. Fire up a shot over Oswald. That's no good. Rebound to Zach Oswald. And back to Lebo. 4:55 to go. And Gersh will be found by Corey Yao. That'll be Madison's second. Yao's first.
You kind of get the sense of that Lebo is in control right now.
They've been in control pretty much since
halftime.
Yeah, or even to close out the quarter in the first quarter, and they've really never looked back.
Yeah.
Adley the inbound, far sideline. Bounce pass to Ellis. Ellis going behind his back. Now at the top of the key, falls to the floor, but passes it to Hadley before the travel. Hadley now picking up his dribble on the wing, back to Ellis. Ellis. Now to Hadley. Hadley. Lob up top to Oswald. Oswald off the window, good. 18 points now for Zach Oswald. The lead has ballooned to 15. Smith over to Ish. Ish. Bounce pass to Dean. Dean now looking to drive against Oswald. Off the window, no good, but he's fouled from behind by Zach Oswald. Yeah. Be Zach's second, Dean's first.
Dean had a nice little first step there that was able to get around Oswald.
First of two for Dean. In the air, short. Caden Balding back in the contest for Lebo, as well as Jesse Durst. Braden Grimmett out there for Corey Yao. Eric Reber also back out there, the freshman for Lebo.
Well, you know, when we were up at Osage City, we saw freshman Caitlin Boss had a terrific game coming off the bench.
That he did. Dean misses the second again.
Are we seeing the homecoming out for Hadley?
I think so. Reber with it. His mom, Erin, cut my hair for many, many years. Balding over to Conrady. Left side to Jesse Durst. Down the corner to Reber. Up top, Balding. Balding comes to a jump stop at the foul line. Back to Reber. Lebo working the clock. Now 5 seconds on the shot clock. And a running jumper rejected by Jesse Durst. Now to Herbert. Left side, Smith. Smith back out to Herbert in the corner. Now to Colton Ish. 3.5 to play. Madison trailing by 15. Going to have to get some shots to fall in a hurry. Halfway through this shot clock, Smith puts it on the floor. Now to Ish. Or actually, that's Braden Grimmett. Back to Smith. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lob up top to Dean. Turnover to Zach Oswald. It's not the possession you wanted for Madison. No. And we're timeout on the floor. Taken by Dennis Becker. It's a full timeout. We'll catch a break with him. 46-31, Lebo with the lead. 3:07 to play.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Welcome back. Lebo, Kansas. Game number one of the Lyon County League play. And what will be a gauntlet on the boys' side as well. Of course, Opie, the defending champion against Waverly. They had a 26-point lead at the halftime. And then Burlingame also will be a top challenger at the top. Eric West picking up a victory tonight over Hartford, 63-29.
And just got a score in from Iola. Burlington defeated Iola 68-61.
But fighting Justin Logans.
Yeah.
And Damon Schmitz and Lisa Bonds.
Yes.
Three on the wing. Three on the wing, no good. And rebound going to be tipped out and last touch by Lebo. Madison trails by 15. 46-31. 2:54 to go. Lane Smith over to Colton Ish. Ish to Braden Grimmett. Heavy pressure applied to the man-to-man defense by Hadley. Down underneath the Dean. Dean against Oswald. Shot no good. Offensive board. Ish is put back good. Going to need to have Ish come alive. He's got 9. Trims the deficit to 13. Conrady. Up top, Ellis. Back to Conrady. He'll drive. Layup. Good. Conrady's first points of the second half. He joins Oswald and Hadley in double figures. Three at the top of the key by Ish. Buried. But is it a little too late for the Madison Bulldogs? 2 minutes to play. 48-36. Still at midcourt by Lane Smith. But does not look like he gains possession before the ball goes out of bounds. And it will stay with Lebo.
That broke that last three-pointer. Broke a 13 consecutive misses.
Lob up top to Oswald. Oswald, nice pump fake. Layup good on the opposite glass. Oswald with 10 in the second half for a game-high 20. Three on the left side by Ish. No good. Stealing away by Madison on the after the rebound. Three on the left side. Also no good. Rebound to Oswald. Just too strong underneath. And his pass, too strong, trying to find the outlet pass to Brock Hadley. And we'll stay on this side of the court. Well, buck 35 now remaining.
Coach Becker is probably not going to be happy with the 17 turnovers by the Lebo Wolves.
Herbert over to Ish. Ish drives. No look pass. Braden Grimmett, three. Good. That's the second Cody Thurston three of the night. And we're going to have sideline warning against Madison. Jesse Durst and Caden Balding back out there for Lebo.
Lebo leads by 11.
Conrady gets it in to Caleb Durst. Madison, three fouls to give if they're going to try to extend this ball game. Durst to Balding. Now over to Jesse Durst, back to Caleb Durst. He'll drive. Goes along underneath the baseline, up top to Balding. Right wing three fired. No good. Rebound to Dean. Dean streaking down the other way. Right side-ish. Right wing three fired. No good. It's long. Offensive board to Herbert. His put back. Well short. Rebound to Caleb Durst. 50 seconds to play. An 11-point lead for Lebo. Poked out of the hands of Conrady by Ish. Eli Ellis out there for Lebo. Looks like it'll be Madison's first loss of the evening, so or the season, and no team in the Lyon County League on the boys' side undefeated now. Many of them against quality opponents, though.
Yes.
Caleb Durst trying to skip it. Towing away by Colton Ish. Three at the top of the key. Short. And out of bounds.
Yeah, the three-pointers just are not falling tonight.
And that just goes to show when you don't have the bench depth to provide some breaks, the legs tend to give out in the closing moments. Three left side by Conrady. No good. Offensive board to Oswald. Put back good.
Come on, Conrady, everyone. That was a pass.
The kiss off the glass to Oswald.
Yeah.
Dean, right wing three fired. No good. And a foul on the rebound going to go against Braden Grimmett. 15 seconds to play. Shot clock turned off. Just need an inbound here. And regroup if you're Madison. But try to beat Waverly on Friday. Inbound from Caleb Durst to Eli Ellis. Ellis, pressure in the backcourt by Lane Smith. Crosses the timeline. Pressure at midcourt. Stolen away by Lane Smith. Up the court to Braden Grimmett. Grimmett off the window. Good. Inbound to Jesse Durst, and that will do it. Our final score, 52-41. We'll step aside, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, tally our stats, and have a post-game interview with Dennis Becker. But Lebo victorious tonight, 52-41.
Lebo Basketball is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless. Located inside the Flint Hills Mall.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors. Wishing all athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perioc, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time.
Harriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Ratcliff Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyons. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, go Bulldogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. And by the Madison Alumni Association, they back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way.
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 52-41 victory for Lebo as they improved to 2-3 on the season, giving Madison their first loss of the season. And we'll tell you how we got here by these final stats. Brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or John today. 620-344-0661. Individually, for Madison, they're led in scoring by 19 points for Octavian Dean, 12 points to Colton Ish, 8 points Braden Grimmett, 2 points Will Grimmett. On the Lebo side, Zach Oswald, 22 points, 13 points off the bench for Brock Hadley, 10 points Drew Conradi, 4 points Caleb Durst, and 3 points to Jesse Durst. Ken, your team stats.
For Madison, they were 12 of 27 inside the arc, 4 for 22 from 3-point range, so overall 16 of 49 from the field. They were 3 of 8, they were actually 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounding wise, they pulled down 10 offensive rebounds. That's one of the positives that I think coach can take from this game. 23 overall rebounds, but they committed 22 turnovers. For Lebo, a nice 17 of 27 inside the arc, 5 of 12 from 3-point range. I think coach will take that anytime. So overall, 22 of 39 from the field. They were just 3 for 4 at the free throw line. Rebound wise, they pulled down 20, so Madison out rebounded them, but they just couldn't quite get the shots to go and committed too many turnovers. So they had Lebo had a total of 20 rebounds, 5 offensive, 15 defensive, and they committed 19 turnovers.
Once again, those final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. We'll step aside, get Dennis Becker on the headset, and have continued coverage of the Rich Door Company postgame show.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Wolf Wash, Dog Wash, and Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! By USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Please call Henry and Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
We welcome you back to Lebo, Kansas. Michael Dieker now joining the Rich Door Company postgame show with victorious head coach Dennis Becker. His team improving to 2-3 on this young season with a 52-41 victory, much in part behind your big man Zach Oswald with 22 points.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about what Zach's done for us this year. You know, we're kind of trying to figure things out as we go, and Zach's kind of been that rock that hunkers down the paint for us. You know, offensive and defense is just huge every night.
Now, we had a newcomer, you know, a freshman, Brock Hadley, 13 points off the bench. And he was, you know, much a part of a, you know, big underclassman. You know, you got Garrick Reber coming out there giving quality minutes. Jesse Durst stepping into that starting lineup. You got Caden Balding, Aiden Ferguson, you know, the sophomores. How do they complement, you know, your senior leaders with, you know, Conradi, Oswald, Ellis, and Caleb Durst?
Yeah, those guys, I mean, they play hard, and you saw it tonight. And all of them have the capability of doing that. And tonight, Brock stepped up, and, you know, we couldn't be more proud of him coming out on a big stage like this, a big league game, you know, to step up and show what he can do. We see it all the time in practice with all those young guys, but to actually see it in a game, just, you know, it shows the rest of Lebo Nation what we see in practice.
Now, Coach, you guys transitioned to another tough league matchup Friday night against Opie. They were victorious tonight over Waverly. What do you know about Coach Schmidt? Obviously, defending league champions. What can you guys bring to the table on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Schmidt's teams are always going to play hard, and that's what we have to do as well. We got to clean up the turnovers. They're going to try to bring the pressure just like Madison did, but to another notch. You know, so we got to continue improving on that aspect. But you know, it's the same. It's the same. We still got to play through Zach, through the paint, and then let the other guys play off of Zach, whether it be cutting, okay, whether it be those inside out threes. You know, just the compliment to him.
Now, Coach, you know, we mentioned in our broadcast how your teams really find the right stride, you know, down the stretch that we've seen the last couple of years, you know, really catching fire towards the end of January, February, and, you know, some postseason runs. How pivotal is it to have, you know, that one game, take the Christmas break off and get some extra practices against each other, of, you know, building towards, you know, that end result?
Oh, yeah, that's huge. I mean, you know, our season starts with 3 weeks of practice, and then you jump right into a tournament of 2A's and 3A's and good teams at that. And, you know, and then we always seem to play Opie before league. And so. You know, it's important to get these games and get this experience. But yeah, once we can get to Christmas break and we can, you know, you can actually work on some of those extra things that you want to put in. It makes the team go to a new level after.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Before we let you go, anything you want to say to the Wolf faithful listening back at home?
Hey, go Wolves!
That was head coach Dennis Becker. His team victorious tonight, 52-41. They'll be back in action on Friday against the Opie Eagles. We'll step aside, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and have continued coverage of the Rich Door Company postgame show.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. And the Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! Opie Meat Locker, providing retail meat sales, slaughter, and processing for cattle, pork, and wild game by appointment. See Caleb and Nicole Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. And by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area for all its banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing them the best of luck this season. Go Wolves! by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And by Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Welcome back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker rejoined by Ken Hansen. Do have some area scores from around the area. Burlingame defeating Hartford on the boys' side 63-29. The Opie boys victorious 69-27 over Waverly. Did not see anything out of Merzine Valley and Hartford. And, of course, other games in the area on the Flint Hills slate was Osage City, Mission Valley, West Franklin, Linden, Chase County, Wabunsee, Council Grove, Care Paravel. And then Dylan Sherwood texting in. It was a late run by Great Bend, a 10-0 run to in the final 3 minutes, and they come away victorious over Lee Baldwin's Spartans, 56-49. And then you said you had a few from Burlington as well from Mr. Hillis.
Yeah, I sure did. In fact, I did find out that Mission Valley beat Osage City on the boys' side. Don't have a score, and then Osage City girls won. And Burlington Wildcats won 68-61 on the boys, and on the girls, they defeated Iola 59-32. And Levo and them could tell you how good the Iola boys were, because I think they were in the finals of that Central Heights.
They were. But, Ken, your thoughts on what we saw here on the boys' side?
On the boys' side, I think we saw Madison, who they'll be fine. 22 turnovers, though, they've got to cut down. But they're going to need some help for offensively for Dean and Ish on games when it's not going well. And on Lebo, Brock Hadley coming off the bench, the freshman. And we also saw that the future for Lebo could be pretty salty with some of those kids, but at the same time, you got good senior leadership. There was Zach Oswald, another 20-point game for Zach. He's one of those, quietly he does it.
Yeah.
But he puts up 20 a game.
Nothing flashy.
No.
Just a Mr. Consistent in the post.
Yes. You know, he had a few of those reverse layups tonight, and Zach's family was there leaving. He made a few of those reverse layups like we start off our games with now. And so he's just a good solid player. I like watching the kid play.
Yeah, he's been a fun one to watch the last 4 years.
And so also I think Drew Conrady, I think Lebo's upside is tremendous.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was mentioned in that, you know, post-game interview, I mean, that even during the game, that this will be a team that will be clicking on all cylinders in February. Yeah. And, you know, this is a team that's not really been 100% all season long.
Yeah.
You know, so. But that will wrap things up in the Rich Door Company post-game show. Come back, and we will have one final say and kind of preview on what we might see on Friday night with the Lebo Wolves at the Opie Eagles.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. For residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
Area High School Basketball, being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate, providing outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
We welcome you back one final time from Lebo, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. It was a split tonight. Madison girls picking up their first victory over Lebo in 6 years, 51-46, behind Jalen Weekly's 20 points, eclipsing 1,000 career points in the process as Madison improves to 5-0. And then on the boys' game, it was Lebo victorious tonight, 52-41, behind Zach Oswald's 22 points. Ken, your thoughts on what we saw tonight?
It was both games were entertaining. All four teams have room to grow. And it'll be fun to see their journey because we've got these two teams a bunch coming up this season. So it'll be fun to see how they progress as the year goes on.
And then transitioning to Friday night, we will have Lebo once again. And we'll have the first look of the Opie Eagles. Opie on the season, the boys picking up a loss the first game against St. Mary's, but rebounding with three consecutive victories to win the Yates Center tournament. Much in part that Brecken McGuire is back.
Yes.
McGuire having 35 points, 34 points in the semifinal and championship game for the Opie Eagles. McGuire breaking his collarbone. The last time we saw the Eagles out against Mission Valley, about a month and a half ago on the gridiron. And then Opie still battling with some injuries. Abbott Bailey out, but another player that Opie's got back on the boys' side is Dexter Holting, and he's averaging 20-plus a game as well. So that 1-2-guard combo for Opie will be pretty tough to defend for Lebo. And then on the girls' side, Opie on the season, 4-1 as well. They picked up a third-place finish in that Yates tournament, and it's going to be Lily Skowski and her progression as a junior on how, you know, she will defend. Most likely, I would assume it's going to be Hadley who she will be up against. Of course, Opie has a new coach in Dina Wilson going from assistant to head coach. But that should be a fun matchup. Of course, Lebo is going to be hungry on the girls' side looking to rebound.
Yes.
It's been a long time since they've lost back-to-back in the Lyon County League slate. And just look for that to be a pretty fun contest. And I want to appreciate Tegan Trahoon for filling in while I'm out traveling for my main job.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys have a good time, Ken.
Yeah, and Michael, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. Hard to believe we're knocking on the door. Yeah. All the Christmas shopping is done. The kids have not changed their wishes to Santa Claus, so we've got it locked in.
Oh, good,
and
good.
And we're riding it out. So
they may throw you for a loop, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I did have a kid at Opie say they wanted I asked one when I was picking up Kaufman today what he asked for Christmas, and he said he wanted a signed Michael Jordan basketball. So good luck, Mom and Dad, on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about it if it does not pass the certificate of authenticity. But I want to appreciate everyone for listening back at home, our sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ken Hansen and Tegan Trahoon will have it with you on Friday night. Ken, Merry Christmas to you and Donna.
You too. You and you
safe
guys,
travels
you and
for you guys, everything else. But we'll talk to you in the new year for myself.
Yes.
But for Ken Hansen, I'm Michael Deeker. Have a great week. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. The comeback is stronger than the setback. We'll talk to you on Friday.